Chances are pretty good that you learned about English privateer and general-purpose Elizabethan rascal Sir Francis Drake sometime in high school. You might also have learned that he visited the west coast of the North American continent at one point, established a place that he called Nova Albion, Latin for New England. Until relatively recently, almost everybody thought he was talking about San Francisco Bay. At least, everybody American. All the Canadians thought he was talking about Vancouver Island. But there's a third possibility, too, and it actually looks pretty good to me. But then I'm a little bit biased because I write about Oregon stuff. The third possibility is Whale Cove on the coast of Oregon. Hi, my name is Finn J.D. John, and today I'm reading something from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, called Offbeat Oregon History. If you'd like some more information about this little podcast or about the column, stay tuned, or you can check out our online archives. They're at offbeatoregon.com. This column ran in the newspapers on June 8th, 2009, under the headline, Did Sir Francis Drake Spend a Summer in Whale Cove? Here we go. A British factory manager turned historian says Oregon probably has another name, an older one. Nova Albion. That's the name Drake gave to the little cove he spent the summer of 1579 in, repairing and reprovisioning his ship, the Golden Hind, for his subsequent famous trip around the world, back home to Britain via the Pacific and Indian Oceans. Drake's official records say Nova Albion was much further south, near San Francisco, and several bays and inlets down there claim the distinction for themselves. But a gentleman named Bob Ward is convinced they're wrong. Here's what he says happened. Ward thinks Drake was on a secret mission to find a usable Northwest Passage through northern Canada. If that was the case, Drake would naturally have sailed as far north as he could till he found something that looked like a Northwest Passage, something like, for instance, the Strait of Juan de Fuca. But having found it at the wrong time of year to use it, Drake did not try to enter it. Or perhaps something he heard from the Native American tribes up in what's now British Columbia that made him think the better of it. In any case, Ward says, the Golden Hind needed some repairs and maybe some more provisions, so Drake sailed south along the coast, looking for a good place to spend a few months, and ended up in a cozy little cove that Drake dubbed Nova Albion, after the Latin name for Britain. From this spot, he then set out across the Pacific Ocean for his famous trip around the world. When he returned, Ward suggests, Drake conspired with Queen Elizabeth to lie about the location so that the Spanish wouldn't find out how close he was to finding that Northwest Passage everyone was talking about. It is known that his sailors were sworn to secrecy about the entire voyage. The general story of this adventure, sailing north, turning around, finding a cove, that's not in dispute. Nor is Drake's allegedly secret mission to find the Northwest Passage a controversial concept. It's the location. Most of the records from the time have Drake sailing north to around Cape Arago, then turning around and setting up his Nova Albion camp at Campbell Cove or Drake's Bay near Bodega Bay. Needless to say, the Campbell Cove / Drake's Bay folks were not pleased by this new and competing theory. He's working on a fantasy, scoffed a former president of the Drake Navigators Guild in California. Less understandable was the reaction of a former director of the Oregon Historical Society, who not only dismissed the theory, but publicly speculated that Ward had a personal financial interest in redirecting Drake's story. Subsequently, a Canadian, R. Samuel Balfe, produced a third theory in which Nova Albion ends up being Comox Bay on Vancouver Island. None of these three sites has yielded definitive proof. A plaque was found at the California site, but it turned out to be not just a forgery, but actually a practical joke run amok. A very old English shilling coin was found near the Oregon site, but it wasn't buried on the beach. It had apparently been traded to Native Americans. This could just as easily have been done by a Spanish explorer as an English one. The two countries were busy pillaging each other's ships and settlements at the time. Ward has found other evidence, but it's all similarly circumstantial. A sword here, a couple cutlasses there, possible ballast rocks in the bay, stuff like that. So despite the vigorous protests by the proponents of each of these candidates, the true location of New Albion remains a delicious mystery. There isn't really even a leading contender. But if either Balfe or Ward is right, it was Drake, not Captain James Cook, who, quote, discovered what is now Canada. And in either case, there's a strong possibility that Drake was the first European to set foot on Oregon soil. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, there are hundreds of columns going back to 2008 on our website at offbeatoregon.com. On our website, you can also sign up to receive these podcasts delivered by RSS or iTunes directly to your smartphone or iPod. If you're interested in history geekery, be sure to check out the Facebook and Twitter feeds as well. All my stuff is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. Google Creative Commons 3.0 for details. If you're ever up in Corvallis and have time for a cup of coffee or a flagon of old English claret, look me up. I'm at Finn at Offbeat Oregon History, or if you do Twitter, at Offbeat Oregon. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.